With an update from cknewstoday.ca, I'm Matt Weaverank. Several veteran memorials across Chatham-Kent will be getting a number of upgrades in the near future. Council voted to cover the cost of up to $200,000 to renovate veteran memorial parks in the municipality. The money will come from the Parks and Rec Facilities Reserve. It'll cover a range of projects, including adding lights, benches, fencing, and plaques to the Chatham Cenotaph and the Wheatley Memorial. Chatham-Kent will also be moving ahead with forming a plan to upgrade the arena at the Wheatley Area Recreation Complex. Council members voted last night in favor of a plan to rejuvenate the aging facility so it's more accessible, welcoming, and inspiring to Wheatley residents and visitors. The arena has been the only large gathering space for residents there since the explosion in August 2021, which closed the Wheatley Legion Hall and the Car Barn Hall. A 32-year-old Walpole Island man is facing 30 firearm-related charges after police searched a home on Delsey's Lane last week Friday and found several firearms. You can see a picture of their haul on our website, cknewstoday.ca. The charges include unauthorized possession of a firearm, careless storage, and possession of a banned device. And the latest national report on drug overdoses shows that more than 5,300 Canadians died of an overdose over the first 9 months of last year. That means up to about 20 people per day had their lives cut short by substance use harms. The numbers are down compared to the same period in 2021, but Canada's Minister of Mental Health and Addictions, Carolyn Bennett, says the death toll is still far too high. The Leafs had the night off, but they were still able to clinch a playoff spot. Ottawa helped Toronto clinch that with a 5-3 win over the Panthers. Elsewhere, Montreal beat Buffalo in a shootout 4-3. The Pistons lost to Milwaukee 126-117. And in baseball spring training, the Blue Jays lost to the Phillies 5-2. Mainly sunny today with a high of 10 Celsius. Partly cloudy tonight, low minus 1. Mainly sunny to start tomorrow. Cloudy with a chance of showers or flurries in the afternoon, though, and a high of 7. Right now, it feels like minus 5. I'm Matt Weaverank. For more on these and other stories, visit cknewstoday.ca.